Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It is Wednesday. It's the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessonberry about state politics. Jack, opening arguments were yesterday in the trial challenging the ban on same-sex marriage in Michigan. What did we hear from attorneys?
Well, we heard two sets of arguments. One, of course, the attorneys for the plaintiffs, April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, is that same-sex couples are as likely to provide good parenting as any couples, and there'll be a lot of expert testimony on that behalf. The state, of course, through Attorney General Bill Schuette and his aides, are arguing that no, same-sex marriage doesn't provide as good an environment for children, and they cite the Michigan constitutional amendment of 10 years ago that outlawed same-sex marriage, although a lot of these amendments have been overturned by higher courts in other states of the country. One of them was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and whether, in fact, events in this trial are superseded by a decision by the United States Supreme Court, which everybody expects will come eventually.
Now, the couple involved in this case, April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, want to legally adopt the children that they're raising together. And April DeBoer has made a lot of public statements about this. How much does public opinion affect cases like this, Jack?
Well, it's hard to say with a judge and a jury, but there is something called the court of public opinion, and nobody would deny there's been really a radical change in attitudes on the American public towards same-sex marriage within the last 4 or 5 years. It would be hard to find a more compelling same-sex couple than Jane Rouse and April DeBoer. Both are nurses. The state was very happy to give them these children, these three children, as foster children, special needs children, abandoned or orphaned at birth. Even Attorney General Schuette concedes they've done a super job raising them. One of the women has adopted two of them, the other one. But their whole point is that if one of them were to die or become incapacitated, the other parent would have no rights to that woman's technical children.
Also big news this week, Michigan Congressman John Dingell has announced that he's going to retire. He's the longest serving member of Congress in U.S. history. And now Debbie Dingell, his wife, is going to run. Tell us about her career.
This was highly expected. Debbie Dingell is a very accomplished and ambitious woman in her own right. She currently sits on the Wayne State Board of Governors, where I teach. She's been a philanthropist and a fundraiser. She's a descendant of the Fisher family, as in the Fisher Body family that helped start General Motors. She's a good deal younger than Congressman John Dingell. I believe Debbie Dingell turned 60 last fall. Congressman Dingell will be 88 later this year. She's very fiercely devoted to him, but people have seen her as ambitious, and the Dingell name is a big name in this district, and anyone who challenges her is going to have a formidable opponent.
And finally, Jack, yesterday, President Obama announced the creation of two Pentagon-led manufacturing hubs. One is in Chicago. The other is in Canton in southeast Michigan. Tell us more about this $200 million investment and what Michigan really stands to gain.
Well, this is an interesting proposal. The idea is that the hub in Chicago is sort of focus on high-tech and advanced manufacturing. This one in Canton, in a suburb of Detroit in Wayne County, would focus on research and creating new materials, all that. There's a lot of speculation that this will create thousands of jobs. I hate to be a downer. I think that's a little premature. We've seen a lot of announcements like this that were supposed to create, a gazillion jobs. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but that's going to be down the line a bit. But everybody knows that we're going to have new manufacturing techniques if we're going to be competitive in the 21st century and beyond, and this is sort of a step in that direction.
As always, Jack, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessonberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.